This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Well, Kevin, it's been a little while since we've visited the whole conspiracy theory world. You know what I think it is? I think so much has been going on that makes the world a regular conspiracy theory that just talking about the news is kind of so out there that you're like, all right, I'm good. I'm all caught up on crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's pretty much how I've been approaching it, you know, but whatever, you know, you get some crazy around us that happens. So it turns out I had a little free time this week and I was exploring the wide world of YouTube and It turns out the moon, it's different than you think. It might actually be hollow.
Okay, yeah, I've heard about this.
Have you seen the Death Star?
Yes.
All right, think the Death Star, except even crazier.
All right.
So, you know, I'm just saying there's some options like that. It might be a little wacky. It might be a little, over the top. But maybe it's something we should consider. And maybe not. Maybe it's just a fun conspiracy theory. I can't be sure. But I'm going to lay out a presentation.
All right.
And I think actually one of the quotes I had was, there's more evidence to convince you that the moon doesn't exist as a natural planet than evidence that it does.
All right. That sounds crazy. And I'm all in.
You're all in. All right. Now, what have you heard? Like, have you heard anything about people on the moon? Because there's that movie Iron Skies. Is it Iron Will? What was it called? Iron Skies?
Iron Sky.
All right. Now, you've seen this movie.
Right. And they're Nazis. Nazis on moon Nazis.
Moon yeah. Nazis. All right.
On the dark side of the moon.
Now, the general consensus on the moon Nazis is that they went up there and like they hollowed it out maybe not hollowed it out, but dug underground bases, right? That's right. Basically what happened in mm-hmm. Iron Sky.
Right. So they're up there in underground bases, and they had a big set up in a crater that you couldn't see because, you know, it's on the dark side.
Dark side, right. But they brought like flashlights or something, right? Like they set up solar panels on the
They are good. Yeah, they're all set, man.
Now, here's the thing, though. That might be ridiculous, but I'm going to try and convince you that maybe lizard people are not such a ridiculous idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Huh? All right.
Yeah, tales of lizard people go way back, man.
Yeah, lizard people from the way back. Right, exactly. So first, I would have to say, why do we know nothing about the moon? Why do we not go back, right? Why, we have like zero information. Now, I'm pretty old, so I can tell you back in the 70s, we all like most of the schools had like little jars of moon dust or something, and they would be like, this was on the moon.
Yeah.
Somebody put it in their pocket and brought it back, which I find very suspicious. Like, how could all the elementary schools have like an ounce of moon dust?
Yeah, I think that was all kind of bullshit.
Like, I got this from the beach last week.
They did bring a lot of moon dust back, according to NASA from the space missions, but it's all gone now. Nobody really knows where it went.
Well, that could be the same thing that's happening to all the giant bones, where as soon as they're exposed to air, they just turn into nothing.
Turn into dust, yep.
Yeah, dust. So, yeah. You know.
I know that there's a story about a lady who is a girlfriend of one of the astronauts, and he gave her moon dust, and she ate it. So that's where some of it went, apparently.
It's some of it. So it could be poo mixed with moon dust that you could have had in my class. You know, I don't know. I went to a more lower budget elementary school, so that could have been, you know, what happened. All right. So there are some things about that moon dust that might make you think, hey, you know, maybe somebody made that. All right. So the surface, all the rocks are older on top than they are if you dig down deep. Did you consider that?
No.
That's not like anywhere else. Like, you would think that if it formed naturally with particles building on particles, that in the center you would have the oldest rocks and then the new stuff would be on top, but not on the moon. Nope. We drilled down, took some samples. Nope. Now, I'm going to blow your mind even more. Now, if you were to make a moon, a little sphere that you wanted to hover and be some kind of what do we call it? A spaceship? Death Star. If you wanted to make your own Death Star, you would want that outer shell to be like really solid. You know, you need to do something cool. So turns out the moon, almost all titanium and cubic zirconium.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. You got a hard outer shell. Now, so you're like, yeah, but Chuck, that doesn't have anything to do with
facts or science.
I wasn't actually going to go there. That was kind of hurt.
Sorry.
All right. So, but that doesn't have anything to explain why you think it's hollow. It's just got a hard surface. That happens sometimes. Some things are different than what you can expect, especially other planets. Because how many other planets have we really been to?
Right.
I mean, not that many.
Not a whole lot.
Not hardly any aside of the moon. So, all right. Well, I mean, we have been to Mars. There was that one time or like five times, or I'm not really sure. But anyway, so here's what happened. 1969, there was an Apollo mission. Or 1969 was the moon landing. Then I guess I was actually before that, Apollo 12. I think that was before. Do you remember which Apollo landed on the moon? I do not. I should have had better notes. I apologize. Anyway, Apollo 12, they released the lunar lander and they dropped it onto the moon. And the description from NASA was it rang like a bell. Now you're like, wait, what? So they said over 2 hours later, it was still vibrating and the vibrations could be detected 22 miles away. That's suspicious because solid, dense planets don't do that kind of thing. Now, even crazier. So they were like, well, that's so weird. We should kind of try and retest this. So Apollo 13, they dropped a larger object. I do not know what this object was. It could have been like the commode out of the shuttle or something, you know, and they were like, let's throw the toilet down there, see what happens, you know? And they said that 40 mile, they could feel the vibrations 20 miles away and 40 miles down that were implying that there's either giant cavities, possibly filled with Nazis, or that the moon is hollow. Like they could have hit the one weird spot where there's a big hollow bubble under the moon, if you will. Now there's some other craziness. Now the moon is 25% of the size of Earth. There is no other planet that we've observed that has a moon that large. No, nothing. I mean, I'm trying to shock you here, and I'm not sure I'm pulling it off.
No,
it is, I look at Kevin, and I'm like, he's not convinced. That's all right. I'm going to get there. I'm just starting to build my argument.
All right.
Now, feel free if you want to, you know, jump in and correct me here. Now, we have the largest moon in the solar system, like I was saying, and a typical – oh, it's also weird that we're the only planet, all right, work with me, that has a moon that, based on the distance, it works out just perfectly that our moon is the right size to block out the sun when it's
– right.
That exactly doesn't happen the right anywhere size. Else. Nowhere right. else. Is that a coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that because what – yeah. See, now
there's a lot of coincidences that seem awfully suspicious.
Awfully suspicious. 1970, two Soviet scientists. Now, you know, if you're a scientist, we've been told in schools lately that you have to respect the science.
Respect the science, bro.
And if somebody says I'm a scientist, then that's it.
Believe
Case them. Over, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's how we got this whole global warming thing. You got what, like Al Gore, the scientist?
Yeah, he started
this. He was like, look, I'm a scientist, and that's it. You know, the global warming, it's real. Well, in 1970, two scientists got together, and they said that the moon is hollow and most likely a spacecraft.
All right. Space.
There you go.
Problem solved.
Most likely.
So now we know.
Trust the science.
Yeah. Now, what is in the spacecraft? Like, who's manning this? If it's not the Nazis, who is it?
See, you thought it was the Nazis, and I understand that because that movie was very compelling.
It was.
And I mean, really, where did all the Nazis go? Do you see people walking around with? Well, I guess you do see people with swastikas.
Yeah, they're like, still around. These movies, some of them,
But, you know, but not with the thick leather and, like, think Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, right. Bunch of Nazis. Don't see that anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where'd they go? They got to be on the moon, right? No, it turns out you're way off.
They're not on the moon.
Lizard people.
Right. And we're going to get into where the Nazis went. It wasn't the moon. The lizard people.
I thought it was Brazil or Chile, the Nazis.
Nah, you're way off. That's what they want you to believe.
Okay. All right.
So the lizard people. Now most of this comes from a guy named David Icke, right? Okay. And he was he's a big proponent of he's described as a human singularity of insanity, according to one website I read about him. He promoted the reptoid theory. Reptilians originate from the Draco constellation.
Okay.
And are now spread throughout the galaxy. So reptilians, they're shapeshifters, right? They're aliens. They control the Earth by taking on human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. Think Hillary Clinton, reptilians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Elon Giants. Musk, Jeff Bezos, reptilians. Yep. Both of them. Now you can tell... Reptilians don't actually.
Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm. Reptilians don't actually shapeshift, right? So what they do is they send psychic messages to your brain to make them think they look like people.
Like, and that you think, well,
right. How come, you know, photographs and stuff, they still turn up looking like people?
Sure.
There you go. Here's the fucking dead giveaway.
It's the rug.
Red eyes. When you see red eyes in pictures.
Yes, reptilian. I have seen that.
Yep, that's a reptilian.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So reptilians eat people or eat their souls, and that's how they get their nourishment.
The soul sealers. Actually, I'm told that they feed on your anger or your fear. It's your hate,
yep.
Right? It's
hate. Yep, that's what feeds them the most.
This, right? Just uh-huh. So they can feed all the reptilians.
And the reptilians created religions, all of the religions.
Because mm-hmm. So that's
that they could get people, from,
right?
Yeah.
Hate comes from religion, it's been my understanding.
90% right. Of it, yeah.
All right.
So, and the main reason, though, was to get people into big groups. You know what I mean? Like the congregations at the churches and yep. The temples yep. and stuff. And then they could come in and eat them all. Right.
Is that the same reason we got Black Sabbath and Ozzy? So
yeah.
Bring us together and
get us to go all together and fuck, you know, feed off of us.
Yeah. Now, so wait, here's my theory, though.
All right.
I think I might rebel against this whole soul cat stealing aliens. I believe they have some kind of reincarnation thing going just to perpetuate right. This. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my theory is, what if I stop being such a cynical asshole just to like stick it to the aliens?
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I should do.
The hippies were like the
nice
biggest.
Guy. Yeah,
the hippies were like the right. Biggest. You know, the worst group for the aliens because they're all like free love and all that kind of hippie bullshit. That's why they had to squash the hippies. That's why the CIA specifically went after the hippies to end the hippie movement, and that's why they. They made Charlie Manson with magical LSD experiments and made right. Charlie Manson into a hippie to kill all the pigs and create a race war, ending the hippie movement. And that was basically the end of it was Charlie Manson. He's responsible for ending the hippie movement, all done by the CIA at the direction of the reptilians.
At the direction of the reptilians. Now, I can tell you. Now, this is where it starts to really get crazy. Like, so that whole reptilian theory goes way back, right? Those two brothers, I don't even know. It's like,
two guys that originally started it, right? I can't remember the names, but they were
horrible. But
they were Anunnakis right. From
yes,
Nibiru.
Anunnakis, right?
Right.
And, but so I guess it goes back to like the Greeks actually had stories about the Proselenes that mm-hmm. lived in Arcadia. Now, this is similar to like Atlantis, right?
And right.
They said they existed before the moon in the heavens.
Right.
So our moon wasn't even there.
Right.
And that's where we get into this whole spaceship crazy.
Where did it come from? Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Now you're like, well, yeah, but Chuck, what evidence do you have? Now, I want evidence besides the weird gravitational pull, the mm-hmm. weird dirt, earth rocks, moon rocks, whatever. They're wacky. Why are they not in the elementary schools now? Where did they go?
Where'd right? They go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to uncover suspicious. It here. Right? It's suspicious. But the thing is that now there were people who were here before the moon. Now that's what we're saying, right? Now, mm-hmm. What if the earth, now this is biblical, this is everywhere. The earth was kind of covered by like a haze.
Right.
All right. So there's just humidity everywhere, but it didn't rain. You probably remember back to Sunday school and they were like, yeah, it didn't rain.
Right. The only way we got water is like until morning dew. And that's right. How things watered.
Right.
That's how plants got their water. Right.
Right. It was a little condensation in the morning. All of a sudden, maybe God gets pissed or maybe it's aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But bam, the moon pops up.
Right.
They brought it in. The Death Star came down. You were sleeping. You woke up. Well, actually, I guess you were awake in the day. And then you went to bed and you were like, what the hell?
Where'd that come from?
Sure enough, there's a giant moon up there. Now, when the moon shows up, all of a sudden that water starts condensating. All of a sudden, tides are happening, gravitational forces, things are being pulled and shifted. Women are acting all crazy and hormonal. Nobody mm-hmm. knows what's going on. Right. Everyone's like, oh, it starts raining. All that condensation is just coming out of the sky. Flood.
Right.
There's a flood that covers the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait, I read that in a story.
There's a lot of stories about that.
There is a lot of stories about that. Mm-hmm. Now, in Africa, the Zulu legends say that the moon is hollow and inside it's filled with reptilian extraterrestrials.
The Zulus knew.
Yep. Now, it was put in the sky by two brothers, the Anunnakis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me think. They also believed that the two brothers were as gods. The Zulus believed that before the moon, the climate was different, that the seasons were thick with water vapor, covered the entire planet. The moon was placed in the sky. The water vapor all fell down. The moon changed the tides, created seasons, and stabilized the climate. Really, everything got better once the aliens showed up. That's okay. Basically what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so there's the Anunnaki comes from
crazy
children of An and Kai.
Oh, sure.
The Earth goddess. This is according to the Assyrians. And there's going to be a Nibiru cataclysm.
All right.
Nibiru is either planet 10 or planet 12. It's out there somewhere. It just shows up every once in a while.
Yeah. Right.
And it comes swinging through the atmosphere of Earth as part of its thing here. And causes a massive cataclysm. And it happens every several thousands of years, like 12 or 15,000 years. It was going to show up in May 2003.
Okay.
Didn't turn up.
No,
it did not show up.
No, what if it showed up, but we didn't have the right telescope?
Maybe that's true. I mean, it was supposed to come through the atmosphere, and I feel like we would have seen a giant planet, but whatever. 2012 didn't show up again.
All right,
so the date was confirmed September 23rd, 2017.
Oh,
didn't show up though.
No,
so we're waiting on the next date here, but
this time it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's like the stepdad that's actually gonna come to your birthday that never shows up. But
yeah, that one time he showed up for parent day at school, and had the foul mouth and was smoking in the classroom that one time.
Yeah, it was on mescaline. Yeah, I remember that. So
peyote.
So this is it. So apparently the aliens from Nibiru, the Anunnaki, made this moon here, right? The Anunnaki are lizard people. It's same dudes, reptilian. All right. They're living in the hollow moon.
Mm-hmm.
And according to a bunch of crazy people, you can see on the moon with a telescope a soul collector.
Yes.
There's a soul collector up there.
Little tower.
Suck up the souls. When people die, they suck the souls up, suck all the nutrients out of them, and then send them back down to be born into like ants or pigs or squids or whatever it is,
as long as you're angry, right?
Right, right.
And if you're born an ant, you're kind of pissed off right out of the gate.
Nobody wants to be the ant.
Stepping on you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gross.
Now, this soul
your meat is on the inside of your bones.
Ew. Now, you guys might think I'm crazy, but you can actually Google and find this soul collector tower.
Mm-hmm.
I might even be able to pull up a picture for you if I do a little research here. But I will say, but since it's a podcast, it just makes it awkward. But Google
right.
Soul we'll collector just tower. Anyway, this thing, 6 miles high.
6 miles high. Yep.
So it's a serious tower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're thinking Tower of Babylon site, like big tower. All right,
Now Buzz Aldrin did say that there are weird lights when he was on the moon.
Okay.
Like something was watching him, but he didn't say that like publicly. Mm-hmm. And there's just rumors that is something that he said. I don't know. I didn't hear any.
You weren't there.
I didn't hear him specifically saying that. And Buzz Aldrin, though, if he did say that, I would fully believe him. He's the, you know, he's the quintessential American badass, you know? He's the 80-year-old man that punches at a fucking reporter for calling, you know, for calling him a liar. Right? I've never seen an 80-year-old man punch somebody out except for Buzz Aldrin.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So, I
think he's been 80 for a long time, right? Like
he's been 80 for did he just die or is he still around? I know Neil Armstrong went out, but Buzz Aldrin's still kicking ass somewhere. So now the Nazis, though, circling back to the Nazis.
Yeah.
The Nazis spirited Hitler away to a secret alien base in Antarctica. They fought off British Special Forces and an American military task force by shooting down U.S. planes using a UFO. This is facts that I read on a website that must be true because it's on the internet. So that's why the Americans nuked Antarctica. There you go. That supposedly took out Hitler. But do you really think that a radioactive Hitler is less powerful than a non-radioactive Hitler? Now it's Super Hitler, right?
Yes.
Super Hitler. He mutated. He's got two heads and four arms now. And he's coming back. Mecha Hitler, right?
All right.
He's coming back. And we're all in trouble, dude. Yeah, Chuck Norris. It's going to be Chuck Norris and Buzz Aldrin versus Mecha Hitler. Right.
Now, Chuck Norris, 83, but Buzz, I checked it out, 94 years old. Still going strong.
All right. And now, one of the main reasons I love Buzz Aldrin is because he'll randomly yell at the moon.
Yes.
And yell shit like, I walked on your face.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like that.
I'm going to make you my bitch.
Yeah, I fully support that kind of behavior.
Okay. All right.
So now I believe that the Nazis used this UFO, this flying saucer, to go to the moon.
Okay.
And breed with the reptilians.
Yes. And create
radioactive reptilian Hitlers, like multiple ones. You know what I mean? Like an army of radioactive
reptilians. Yeah, with the radiation, are they born with the little mustache? Or how
they've
does that?
Got, yeah, it's just, that's, like, they don't even have to shave. You know what I mean? It just grows that way.
Yep.
You know, that's the only place they grow facial hair is that little mustache patch. Oh, some people call it a Charlie Chaplin. You know, Michael Jordan tried to play it off for a while. But really, that mustache has been ruined. Like, nobody can rock that mustache anymore. Yep. That's just one type of facial hair that you just can't do anymore.
I'm not sure that you threw me with the Michael Jordan.
You didn't see Michael Jordan with rocking the Hitler mustache. It was like years he tried to pull that off, and it never really worked. So, I mean, I'm just saying it was like, you know, you really got to be an evil son of a bitch to ruin an entire hairstyle forever. But what are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that one, the Hitler mustache, and then the little pencil mustache. That was, you know, you're just like a, you know, it just screams pedophile. It screams like, you know, weird pervert when you've got that little pencil mustache.
All right, I see it. That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sorry, I was just thrown by the whole thing.
It is. I told you. Michael Jordan and the Hitler mustache.
It turns out if you Google it, it might be a real thing. I don't know. Anyway, that's about what I got. I just know there is some underground bases going on, and I think they might be communicating with the soul catchers, lizard people. Up on the moon. Now, you know what's weird, though, that I always wonder about this theory here? I don't want to say conspiracy. Otherwise, you know, Hillary might come after me or, you know, I don't know what I'll have.
She's going to suck your soul out, bro.
That girl's crazy. So here's the thing, though. how do we get, all right, there's a tower on the moon. So obviously that proves that it's a soul catcher tower.
Yeah.
Like, so to me, there might be a little bit of a leap. Like, obviously there's aliens who built a 6 mile high tower. That I don't have any problems.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's obvious to anyone who's ever, you know,
who's ever looked at the moon. You can see it out there. It's 6 miles high.
Practically 6 miles. Right. So that's a given, but I don't know that I can make the leap that immediately, oh, well, that's because it's a soul catcher tower. Now, I have no evidence to suggest it's not a soul catcher tower.
See?
Mm-hmm. But
prove that it isn't there and prove that, that's not what it's doing.
Exactly. But I don't have evidence that it is a soul. In the beginning, I told you I was going to prove the moon was hollow. I don't know that I can actually prove that it's filled with soul-catching aliens.
Mm-hmm. Right. So here's our biggest evidence that we haven't talked about yet. 1960, there was a guy that could travel out of his body. What do they call that? Astral projection?
Yes.
You know, remote viewing?
Yep.
And so the CIA hired him $1,000 a day to do some work for him.
Logically. I mean, because they got it.
Yep. They met him in a restaurant.
I got it. Wait, I got
brought him outside.
I had astral projection abilities, I'd want at least 1,000 a day for my time too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, in 1960s.
That's stressful to think about that. You know, like the moon, you know. All right, sorry, go on.
All right. So they handed him a card that said, "Don't say anything and come with us."
Uh-huh,
so he got up, followed him out, got into the back of a limousine, and a dude in there gave him a card that said, you know, "Don't say anything. We have to search you for bugs." They searched him. They gave him another card that said, "Do you have a problem? Don't say anything, but do you have a problem with flying in a helicopter?" He nodded. So they stuck a bag in his head, over his head, drove him around, put him on a helicopter, flew him someplace, brought him into a building where he met some sort of a scientist. And they said, "We need your remote viewing skills.
Okay.
We need you to look at the moon." They gave him coordinates on the moon.
All right, but hang on. Well, let me just stop you right there. I feel like you give me a card, "Hey, are you okay?" in helicopters, but what about, "Hey, are you okay if we put a bag over your head?"
That's my biggest problem with that. What was in the bag before you put it on my head? You know what I mean? Like, was it filled with onions? Like, what was in the bag?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot of weird stuff goes in bags, and I don't know that I'd be comfortable with a random bag being on my head.
So
regardless.
He walks in the room, once again, a scientist, so immediately the credibility is there.
Scientist, right.
All right.
Right.
So what happens then?
So they give him a bunch of coordinates on the moon that they want him to remote view. He sees some weird, like, tracks up there, you know, like tractor tracks, like tread
marks. I've seen these pictures.
Right? So some weird buildings. And then he goes to the final location, and he sees a green mist in a crater. So he goes down into the green mist and he looks and he sees windows and there are like creatures, reptilians in there, like working on stuff. Right. And then they all stop and they turn around and look out the window and they see him. And he's telling this to the scientist as he's seeing it. The scientist is like, go, get away from there. But they spotted him. Right. Because they're psychic. They have psychic powers.
Now, so you're mentally observing something in your mind.
Right.
And you're telling me at the same time the people who are there are observing you back? That's kind of
yes,
suspicious.
Because they're psychic reptilians, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he was required to not speak of any of this stuff for 10 years. And then he came out with a book. I forget the guy's name because, I mean, really, who gives a shit? But he came out with a book 10 years later recounting all these stories. And that's how we know that the reptilians are real. They're on the moon and they're ready to suck our souls out.
Now that sounds like solid proof.
That's evidence right there, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't see any more, you know, I mean, I don't see how you could have any doubt. I mean, I would just say you're pretty much crazy if you don't believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like fucking, you know, it's like saying the moon landing was fake, you know, preposterous. I gave you evidence. It's evidence. It's proof. This has happened.
Yep.
We know what's going on. So the trick is we all have to become tree-hugging hippies now. Just right. Despite these aliens.
Stick it to them. Right, because mm-hmm. you're a rebel, and instead of wearing like shirts that are like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, or something mm-hmm. like that, now it's going to be like, hey, rainbows and sunshine, buddy. Rainbows right. and sunshine.
All
right.
Puppy dogs, rainbows, all that stuff.
So every time I say something kind, I'm sticking it to those lizard aliens.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Every time. Yeah. And I'm like, and that's why. Now lizard this is- alien every time I'm nice.
That's why I don't have proof of this, but I fully believe that Donald Trump is a reptilian. And this might be an unpopular opinion. A lot of people are all in it on Donald Trump, but he's there. He's here for your souls. Now, I used to think Hillary Clinton stayed young by eating babies.
Okay.
But I've seen pictures of her lately, and she ain't young. I think she just eats the babies.
They might have ran out of babies. I don't know what happened there. But
yeah, I don't know what's going on with good. That.
No. Now, that you may have, all right, like I'll give you that you might have this much doubt, like a tiny, tiny bit. Right. And you're like, because I've never been to the moon. Like, I don't even know. I mean, it could be a hologram up there, like whatever. Who knows? Right. Yeah, I see the moon, but I see lots of things that who knows? I mean, you don't even know what's on TV. But let me tell you. So here's the thing. There is something that's happening that's a real conspiracy that you can observe right now. Bloomberg put out a news article about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that the Chinese army are having a giant purge. Have you heard this?
No.
Yes, they're going through the ranks and they're firing everybody.
And what you're happens like, when you're in the Chinese military and you get fired, though? Do you just like go retire?
They had a word. They're being, I don't know, basically removed. We'll just say that. They're being removed. But here's the thing. It turns out all those missiles they've been building up and setting up. Now you can Google this. This is on Newsweek. It was on Bloomberg. I searched it last night. I was like, oh, shit. This is like real. But it turns out all the missiles that China has, about half of them, they took all the fuel out and they put water in them instead because people were like, we can sell this shit.
Oh, that's great.
And they were okay, like,
so oh, now shit. Is the time. Now's the time right. to nuke China because they right, can't get us
they're
back.
Like, ah, shit. Now, luckily, the world is going towards a cyber, you know, attack or something like that. That's why they got the hackers going. They're like, oh, hey, look, you know, they're going up to kids in America or whatever. And like, look, man, we'll give you like 5 million fake American dollars that we just printed up this morning. You can't even tell the difference. Mm-hmm. We'll give you this if you hack the U.S. power grid or something. Because our missiles, it's not going to work out so well. But yeah, no, it turns out there's something like, I don't know how you sabotage this and cause a problem. I get the water in the missiles because they were like, yeah, they're heating their homes when they,
with rocket fuel.
With rocket fuel. I'm not really sure what's going on there. But I guess if you're a scientist who could make rockets fly with the fuel, then you could probably find a way to heat your house with the fuel. Like, right. That tracks.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Well. I mean, you know, you might have to make a little leap, but you know, whatever. So, but anyway, search this out. Cause it turns out that's some real crazy, whatever. But not only that, they're like, oh, and at least half of the missile silos, the hatches that flip open when the missile's about to shoot out, those hatches don't work.
Oh, that's embarrassing when you go to watch and it doesn't
we had leave. We had once when I was on the ship when I was a young and back, you know, wee lad, and we were shooting a missile. Actually, it wasn't me. It was our battle group, right? So it was a ship next to
different
us.
Ship. Mm-hmm.
And they shot the missile and the hatch opens up. And what they do is you've seen those old Cold War videos where they show the nuke and it's got all the clamps holding it. Or if you've ever seen NASA launch rockets and then those clamps back off and the missile takes off. Well, so they're shooting the missile and the clamps don't come off.
They don't disengage.
And so in theory, it should be going like Mach 2 and you know, bam, it's gone. this thing just kind of stands there and is, and they were like, oh, bring that ship back. Don't you, you want to get out of the water right now. And they're like, you want to go back. So it didn't explode, but it just stood there till it ran out of rocket fuel, just burning. Yeah. It was bad. Just
burning a massive hole in things.
Yeah. So
it's not a great ship to be on when that happens.
Yeah. There is, we'll say discount missiles. I don't know. It's just an ugly world. So I'm just saying there's a lot of crazy out there. So to believe that the moon is hollow, maybe not so far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. You just got to keep your options open.
Now, years ago, I read a book on reptilians, and it gave me a couple of little insights. So I'm just going to give you the finer points here. Santa Claus.
Reptilian? Is
the devil. No, he's the devil. Okay. You know, suits red, obviously. This is the evidence in the book that I read. Santa sounds like Satan, so obviously,
tracks, you
know, connection. Yep. He gives candy to children, which is bad for them. That's a devil move.
And so, here's the thing. It seems like it's good, like you want it.
Right, right.
And then it's bad. I see where you're going.
All right. So also there's evidence that the reptilians have been breeding with humans. Have you ever seen somebody with like dry skin and it looks like scaly? That's that person there. You know that they're part reptilian. Also, people that have like flat, like the back of their head is flat. That's a trait of the reptilians. That's how you know somebody's like a mix between human and reptilian.
No, is it flat, like up and down or like?
Yeah, flat up and down. It's just like a flat. All right. Flat right, back of their vertical, head. Right. So if you see somebody with scaly skin and a flat back of their head, don't trust them. Don't trust them. Take their picture and see if their eyes turn red in the picture.
Yep.
Then you'll know for sure. That's the trick.
I feel like
psoriasis, exactly.
I feel like
psoriasis.
Somebody's been hurt.
People
hard.
With psoriasis are lizard people.
Right. But I feel like the reason that we don't get the red eyes in the photos as much anymore, I think they've been working on secret alien lizard technology.
Yeah.
That fixes that problem,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably what's happening.
Yep, yep. So now it's hard to tell. You have to use one of the old cameras and develop
right,
the film
right.
yourself.
That would do it, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are just some ways that you can spot reptilians, you know, around you. They're everywhere. They're mm-hmm. everywhere. They're eating babies. They're sucking on your soul. They're out there, and they're trying to get you. I'm just putting it out there,
what
man.
What kind of world do we live in?
I know. It's
and the sad thing is, this is probably the sanest thing you've heard all week. And that's where it all falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're like, well, you know, I should really subscribe to this podcast, give it a like, because this was some good information. You're probably thinking that right now. You're probably like, I'm going to need to make sure that, you know, I need to, you know, download as many episodes, go through the back catalog. Now, mm-hmm. you may want to, like, how could I even start a conversation with my friends about this awesome podcast that I listen to? Well, you know what? You're in luck. I have a good idea. You guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, you'd notice that Kevin is wearing a Survival and Basic Badass podcast sweatshirt. And he looks mighty handsome with that sweatshirt. You might want to get one of those for yourself. And then when you're out at parties, people will be like, that is one handsome devil there. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, let me tell you about why. That's because I have the great insight that I got from my friends over at the Survival and Basic Badass podcast. Bottom line, get some badass gear at preppingbadass.com. You have thoughts, concerns. You want us to come up with better ideas for podcast topics instead of hollow moon landing, you know, whatever. You know, what are you worried about? That's the bottom line. Then you shoot us an email at preppingbadass@gmail.com and let us know. Otherwise, maybe stay connected with the Facebook group. Search Prepping Badass. You can check us out. You might want to talk shit, get hit coffee mug. Kevin was the key inspiration in that. You want to show Kevin some love? Maybe that's where you need to be. Yeah, Starlink's. I feel like Elon is maybe trying to shut us down. It's possible. Yeah, I was having a little glitchy at the end. I think I got a little bit too close to the truth. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
So with that, I would say make sure you like and subscribe. Stay safe, and I will talk to you guys next week.